So he came up to me and said he was seeing two of everything. So I told the barber to come with me, and we went into the office down there, and I got some tape.
Masking tape?
Masking tape, yeah. I just put two pieces right next to his nose in a specific position, and I said, now we'll see you in about a week. And when he would look to the right, his right eye had to see because the other eye would get behind the tape and he couldn't see. And when you go left, the left eye would be doing the seeing, not the right, because it'd get behind. But when you look straight ahead, both eyes would be used. And about 2 days later, he called me up and he said, no, we don't have any double anymore. Now, that's visual training, visual therapy.
So it was all these different types of techniques, yeah, and things to try to fix things that a regular lens would not work.
If I hadn't played around with it, I was one of the originators of the tape.
So now people were coming near and far because there weren't too many. Do you know how many roughly would be in the state of Missouri at that time when you started?
At that time, there were about seven of them.
And there were probably hundreds of regular optometrists fitting,
oh, yeah,
fitting lenses and,
oh, sure,
eyeglasses. And,
oh, yeah, sure.
So it's a very small field. That would also probably play into your practice expanding. There's only seven of you. That's a lot of people to come.
Yeah.
And Mexico, from the beginning, was just the right place for you?
Always has been. Early on, I belonged to the Kiwanis Club, like everybody, and I helped cut the trees down for the lake out there and that type of thing. I became a member of the community.
And you still are?
Well, I don't participate anymore. I go and take instead of give.
I want to talk a little bit about your family. Now, you and Mary had two boys and one girl, correct?
Right.
One of your sons, Robert.
The oldest one. He is down and he works for the CDC.
In Atlanta.
Atlanta. He's a teacher, really, but he has always been very self-sufficient and quite knowledgeable about anything he gets into. I'm real proud of him. He's something.
Now, you had another son, John.
Yeah, John, and he became an optometrist. Had an aneurysm and died.
That was in 2000, I think you told me.
2000.
But he was an optometrist too.
Right, and he got the bug early. Not only was he well aware of the visual therapy or training which I was doing, but he also became very knowledgeable about different radiations of light, how it affects people, how radiant energy affects people.
Well, and you told me he got into, was it light therapy?
Yeah, okay. Light therapy.
And I believe you told me John wasn't the only one to go into optometry after. You also have, is it some nieces or nephews or relatives?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, his daughter, one of his daughters, is an optometrist. One, and the other daughter is a attorney. They're both married to an attorney and an optometrist. So it...
I knew it was generations. I knew you had gone back,
yeah,
to your grandfather and your father and you and your,
right,
son and,
right,
and his children.
Right.
And then you have a daughter, Becky?
Becky. And she is... We have started writing a book two or three times because she used what I had discovered visually, the visual part of the human being, seeing how to teach this in the school, use this so that the child gets the most information, least amount of effort in the least amount of time.
And she's in the area, right? She lives in Mexico,
yeah,
area?
She lives here in town.
And now I wanted to talk a little bit more about your plane collection. The B-17 that's in your garage, and that was the National Memphis Belle Classic winner?
Correct.
And that was, I believe you told me, at one time, for many years, was the largest.
It was the biggest model airplane in Missouri for years.
Can you say how big it is?
It's 10 feet, 4-inch wingspan, weighs 40 pounds, has 8 horsepower, but I have a special trailer for it. It opens up like a clam.
Now, you used to, at one time, you would get a model kit, you would build it. But now you're doing your own plans,
oh,
you're,
yes,
doing your own...
Oh, yeah. I was about 6 years old.
From that age on, you've always been in love with planes. And...
Right. Lindbergh waved to me. And from then on, boy, I was stuck.